In this bulletin, Victorians to learn how long the state's lockdown will be extended for. New South Wales records another COVID-19 related death. And in sport, the Queensland government approves the NRL's application to fly players' families to the Gold Coast. With the latest SBS news, I'm Amy Hall. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews is due to announce more details on the state's extended lockdown today. The five-day lockdown was originally scheduled to lift tonight, but was extended yesterday after another rise in cases and exposure sites. Mr. Andrews is yet to give a new end date, saying health officials need more time to analyse data. He says the outbreak is by no means over.
We are running alongside this virus, but we are not yet out in front of it. And if you think about it like a fire, and we've got a containment line, we're making significant progress, but it's not out yet. And what we know with Delta is an hour is like a day and a day is like a week in some ways. It's moving so fast. We see in Sydney how fast it's moving, and indeed right here. If it's smouldering, then it will run again. It will take off again. And that's the great challenge that we face now.
New South Wales has recorded its fifth death from the COVID-19 Delta outbreak. A woman in her 50s was found dead inside her home in Sydney Southwest yesterday. She's the youngest person to die from COVID-19 in Australia in 10 months, and the 61st coronavirus fatality in New South Wales since the start of the pandemic. South Australia has reintroduced COVID-19 restrictions until at least Friday. Non-essential retail shops will close, as will gyms and other indoor fitness facilities, while hospitality venues will be restricted to outdoor dining only. It comes after an 81-year-old man who returned from overseas via New South Wales and two of his close contacts tested positive for COVID-19. Premier Stephen Marshall says authorities are assuming they all have the Delta variant.
We've only got one chance to get this right. We're very concerned. We can see what happens in other jurisdictions around the world where there are delays in putting restrictions in place. We don't want that in South Australia. Our focus right from day one has been to go hard and to go early and to minimise disruption to business.
All eight symptomatic crew members from a cargo ship docked at Fremantle have tested positive for COVID-19. Western Australian health officials say the remaining six crew on board the BBC California, who are not symptomatic, will now be tested for the virus. They'll also receive serology tests to see if they have previously had COVID-19. The ship, which departed Indonesia last week, has 14 crew members on board. Overseas, and the corruption trial of former South African President Jacob Zuma has resumed more than a week after his imprisonment for contempt of court in a separate case that set off rioting in parts of the country. The trial is taking place virtually, but Mr. Zuma's lawyers may seek to postpone the proceedings so he can appear physically in court. The 79-year-old's accused of receiving bribes from a French arms manufacturer related to the country's controversial 1999 arms procurement contracts. Lawyer Tabani Masuku says the National Prosecuting Authority has been treating Mr. Zuma differently from other accused.
We ask for a declaratory order. We also ask that the matter be postponed and appropriate arrangements made for a constitutionally acceptable framework under which Mr. Zuma's trial can be conducted.
To sport, and the Queensland government has approved the NRL's application to fly the families of players to the Gold Coast. The approval means they'll self-isolate in Surfers Paradise before being reunited with the players in their respective hubs in either Brisbane, Gold Coast or the Sunshine Coast. The families were set to be flown to the Gold Coast last Saturday to begin a 14-day isolation period separate from the players. But those plans were put on hold after the Queensland government requested more information about the NRL's COVID-safe plan. And now for a look at today's weather. Rain in Perth and 17 degrees, showers in Adelaide and 14, showers developing and becoming windy in Melbourne and 13, showers mainly in the afternoon with wind easing in Hobart and 10 degrees. Showers increasing in Canberra and 9. A late shower or two in Wollongong at 18, becoming cloudy in Sydney and 17, partly cloudy in Newcastle and 18 degrees, sunny in Brisbane and 20, partly cloudy in Cairns and 27, and sunny in Darwin, 33. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.